IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with aging. As we age, there are many changes that start taking place in our body. Our hair changes color, and for that, we have hair dyes. Our skin gets wrinkled, and we have a whole host of solutions that go right into creams and Botox injections. However, one of the most significant changes is a phenomenon known as sarcopenia, and there is no magical pill for that. Sarcopenia is muscle loss due to aging. It is not a disease, but affects everyone. The scary thing is that it starts from the ripe old age of 30. Yes, you heard me right. From 30 years onwards, we start losing muscle at an alarming rate. If you're not exercising and actively building muscle, you could be losing muscle at a rate of more than 5% a decade. Who knew that we actually lose muscle this fast? So for all of you who are about 30, I strongly suggest taking an active interest in building muscle for the future. Start by doing some bodyweight exercises and then move to using weights. This podcast, however, is for everyone you know 60 years and older. If you aren't 60 years old yet, don't stop listening, but share this with your parents or your favorite aunts and uncles. The most obvious sign of sarcopenia is the loss of strength. The inability to put a bag in the overhead carrier of an aircraft, not being able to open a jam jar, difficulty in moving furniture. We mistake this form of weakness as old age, something that is outside your control. The fact is that being weak is not your destiny. It is your choice. Another obvious effect of sarcopenia is the loss of endurance and stamina. Think climbing up stairs or a hill, standing for long periods of time, or going for a long walk, holding a bag and walking with it. One less obvious reason for sarcopenia is feeling cold easily. Muscles are where the bulk of the body heat is generated. So with a steady decline of your body's muscles, the ability to produce heat is greatly reduced. Your body's metabolism starts to slow down because the muscles are ultimately metabolic tissue. But by far, the scariest effect of sarcopenia is the inability to control our bodies. By the age of 75, if you're not exercising regularly, the weakness sets in. You are unable to sit and get off the floor. Climbing down stairs becomes hard. But worst of all, the chances of falling down increase. This podcast is not meant to scare you. It is meant to wake you up. You nor your loved ones should ever fall in this trap of saying, I am old. I want to see all of us growing old and stronger as we age. So today's habit is for all you 60 years and older who find it hard to move around. Every morning, I want you to sit down on the floor and get up off the floor 10 times. 5 using your right foot, 5 using your left foot. If something hurts, use a support to help yourself. Don't continue this if there's a continuous pain. Next, I want you to hold something heavy in your hand to work on your grip strength. Something heavy enough to get you tired in 3 to 4 minutes. Grip strength is another very important sign of aging. Ideally, I would like you to hang from a bar, even if it's for a few seconds. My father, who's 70, started at 0 seconds and is now up to 15 seconds of hanging. It takes time and patience. The last exercise is to squat down as if we had to poop in the jungle. I call this the potty squat. Most of us can't do this even now. So the best way to do is to hold on to something and slowly start lowering yourself down into position. If you get tired, stand up and then go back down and do it again. Do this twice every morning. Just 3 simple habits will start the process of making a difference to your life. When they become easy, add some bodyweight squats, some push-ups. Keep progressing. Keep getting stronger as you age. Make today the weakest day of your life. Tomorrow, you grow stronger. This episode is dedicated to my parents and to all your parents, so share it with them. Let's create strong, healthy families. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram.